This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We're going to hear now about a Grammy controversy. Nominations for this year's Grammy Awards aren't due until later this fall, but there are already protests and a lawsuit. As NPR's Felix Contreras reports, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, or NARAS, is under fire for eliminating over 30 categories.
Last year, NARAS awarded over 100 of the little gold-plated gramophones.
For Best Native American Music Album, the nominees are...
At the first ever awards ceremony in 1959, 17 awards were handed out. The number of awards and categories ballooned over the years. Videos were added in the 80s. The rise of hip-hop created multiple categories in the 90s. Native American, Hawaiian, Zydeco, and Cajun were given their own categories in the early 2000s. Neil Portnow is CEO of NARAS.
It's got to be the highest possible achievement. And when you begin to dilute that in categories where, for example, there are very few submissions or there's very little recording activity or the same artists continually receive the Grammy year after year because it is such a small community, then that puts a question mark on what is the value of Grammy.
So 2 years ago, the NARAS Board of Trustees appointed a committee of Academy members to rethink the categories. Last April, it announced the number of awards would shrink from 109 to 78. And that's when people who normally make music started making statements. Pianist, composer, and educator Mark Levine has been nominated twice in the Best Latin Jazz Album category, which has been eliminated. Now he'll have to compete with better-known mainstream jazz artists.
I cannot compete with Herbie Hancock. I cannot compete with Wayne Shorter. Go down the list. It's extremely unlikely that a Latin jazz artist will ever have the popularity of those people.
To protest the changes, Levine renounced his NARAS membership, and he and three other Latin jazz musicians filed a lawsuit against NARAS. They claim the Academy is being negligent to its members through a decision that will make it harder for them to earn a living by taking away a shot at recognition they might use to promote themselves. Bandleader Arturo O'Farrell is not part of the lawsuit. He won a Grammy for Best Latin Jazz Album in 2009.
Latin jazz is not a subset of jazz. Latin jazz is not a cousin of jazz, a small sibling, a redheaded stepchild. Latin jazz is part and parcel of the definition of jazz. You know, to look at it and say, well, this is just a category of jazz that we can do without, is to deny jazz itself.
NARAS has also eliminated standalone categories for Native American, Hawaiian, and Zydeco and Cajun music, putting them head-to-head under the new category of Best Regional Roots Music. Canyon Records has been recording and releasing Native American music for 60 years and earned one Grammy amid 30 nominations. Robert Doyle is the label's CEO.
On one hand, we did understand the rationale behind the cuts. On the other hand, we were deeply disappointed. Really, what we wanted to do was figure a way to work within the system to get the category back. What did we have to do?
The Academy's Neil Portnow is not backing down from the need for change at the Grammys, but he is leaving the door open just a little.
We'll be reviewing the awards rollout after this year's cycle, and we'll be talking about the things that worked, the things that didn't, the changes we want to make.
But bandleader Arturo O'Farrell sees a larger task facing NARAS and other cultural institutions as this country's cultural profile expands.
Challenge yourselves. Challenge the nation. Challenge all of us to look at the different flavors that are part of this world, part of this nation.
Grammys for music recorded this year will be presented next February. Felix Contreras, NPR News.